Blog Talk Radio.
Don't move that radio dial any further, because you're at the right station at the right time and at the right place. Welcome to the biggest three-day weekend online. You're listening to this marvelous radio show, brought to you live on Blog Talk Radio. We're on live, online, right here, right now. So sit back, relax, and listen and enjoy. And now, welcome to the show.
You look marvelous, darling.
Yes, you are marvelous, everybody. Thank you for coming and tuning in right now. This is this marvelous radio show brought to you live on Blog Talk Radio. How's everyone doing this great and wonderful Saturday afternoon, everybody? I hope you're doing well. Hope you're doing great. It's July the 19th, 2015. I want to celebrate this particular day with this great, great 70s classic in memory of Ludwig von Beethoven. Here is Walter Murphy's rendition of the great, great composer Beethoven with his version of A Fifth of Beethoven by Walter Murphy and the Big Apple Club. Take a listen and enjoy.
having a wonderful, wonderful Sunday afternoon. This is the third part. We're in the home stretch of the biggest three-day weekend online. This is the Marvelous Radio Show program broadcast, brought to you live from Blog Talk Radio. You're here with the D-Man, Derek Barrett here. It's 3:09 p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. It's a scorcher today. Well, not a super scorcher, but it's scorching enough. Scorching enough. It's 95 degrees outside of Macon, Georgia, with a high of 98. High of 98 and a low of 75 degrees outside. So if you have, unless you're an ice cream guy, ice cream lady, if you work in an ice cream truck or something like that, if you don't have to be outdoors, don't be outdoors. Plain and simple. That I wouldn't be surprised. That's probably why. I probably might be one reason why the Terrell Sandifer or somebody involved in the Macon Film Festival moved it to July instead of February. You know, not just the conflict with the Cherry Phosphorus, but I think a lot of people are you have no other choice but to go indoors and watch a movie. I mean, if it's scorching hot outside, especially in July, I mean, you have no other choice. I mean, if you're just there for the air conditioning, yeah, you stay indoors for the air conditioning. I mean, and you'd be able to enjoy a film or two while you're here. So definitely, if you're here in the Macon, Georgia Film, Macon Film Festival today, and this is the 10th anniversary of it, this is a great time to check out the remaining films that they have out there. They have in several categories, particularly in shorts, particularly in feature length and in shorts, documentary shorts and documentary features. It also, I think we may have some animated as well, if I'm not mistaken. But definitely check them out while they're still here. In fact, the Macon Film Festival, as I said earlier, I think it's coinciding and is intertwined with the Brag Jam Festival. The Brag Jam concert, I think, which starts actually next week, as a matter of fact, next weekend, it'll have a concert. I think it'll start on the 25th at the Hummingbird in downtown Macon. So definitely enjoy yourself while you're here in Macon, especially at the Macon Film Festival. Check out some films and come back here next weekend for some music. So you have movies one weekend and music in the other. How about that? That's back-to-back weekends of great, pure entertainment here. So for all those outside, definitely stay indoors if you can. If you're in downtown Macon, please check out the Macon Film Festival while you're here. I mean, it beats cooking yourself outside. It's a little over 96 degrees outside, getting close to the high of 98 degrees, if it's not there already, with a low of 75. This upcoming the week is going to be pretty much hot, with a little bit of scattered, isolated showers here and there for the Middle Georgia area, which I was basically talking about right here. Middle Georgia area is 96 degrees with a high of 98. Monday and Tuesday is going to be 97. They're both going to be 97 and sunny for the high and 76 for the low in Monday, but 75 for low on Tuesday. So it's going to be a degree cooler, give or take. But definitely, I think for the latter part of the week, definitely have your umbrellas handy if you're able to have, if you have one. Because even though it was hot day before yesterday, a couple of days ago, it was when I was filming for the cooking show that I'm working on. Hopefully you'll be able to check it out on YouTube or other parts of social media. It's called Cooking with Gloria. We just finished the first episode. It's a test episode. Hopefully we'll be able to get people to watch us. I'll definitely let you know when the first show will start, and I hope you'll be able to check us out. I think you'll enjoy the food. If you'll definitely enjoy the food and the recipes that they have been cooking so far. We're going to have more and more as we progress. But definitely, Wednesday, Thursday is going to be a more higher chance of rain in the upcoming week, this upcoming week. So definitely have your umbrellas ready, as well as stay as close to arm's length of the air conditioners if you have some. As you know, just hope you enjoyed the music that I have. Wanted to have like a film, just a celebration of film for this weekend at the Macon, Georgia Film Festival, the Macon Film Festival that's going on right now in downtown Macon. Of course, one of the stars, the special guests of this year's Macon Film Festival will be Emmy Award winner and Oscar nominee Burt Reynolds, who's best known for works in Smokin' the Bandit film franchise. Also, Deliverance, where he got his Oscar nomination. Films such as The Longest Yard, the 1974 original, as well as the 2012 remake with Adam Sandler and Chris Rock. Also, he had two films that's going to be playing this film festival. Of course, he has the Friday's premiere. Friday's they had played his Oscar-nominated film Deliverance, which they actually had a free film reel copy of that. And as you know, digital. The film, I guess they wanted to have that feeling of the flickering of the film projector feeling over the Douglas Theater, even though it has been fully renovated to play digital entertainment stuff on DVDs as well as Blu-ray, I guess. I guess they wanted to give the people, you know, officially Mr. Reynolds, you know, the feel of how it was back in the 70s where you actually had a film projector and they actually had a free real film copy of Deliverance of the 1972 classic film, so that's a really good thing. Of course, Sunday, also on at the Douglas Theater, one of Burt Reynolds' films, Sharkest Machine, with which he also not only starred but also directed, is going to be playing later this afternoon at the Douglas Theater in downtown Macon, which will be at 5 o'clock p.m. today, so definitely get your tickets and definitely get a chance to see this great film. It's not an Oscar-winning film, but I just wanted to play it, play some films of famous movies, preferably those of Oscar-winning nature, either Oscar winner or Oscar nominated. There was a matter of fact. Speaking of which, Fifth of Beethoven was actually played in the film Boogie Nights, which Burt Reynolds was a cast member of. So, yeah, so I guess it does. So it does have something to do with the Macon Film Festival. How about that? I even shocked myself. How about that? Yes. Anyway, but speaking of course, I played, the last thing I played was Tubular Bells, created, composed by Mike Oldfield, which was part of the soundtrack of the Oscar-winning horror film, The Exorcist, which was directed by William Friedkin, who was an Oscar-winning director of the film The French Connection. Now, William Friedkin, he also directed... he directed The French Connection and French Connection 2. He directed The Exorcist, and it won some Academy Awards. This is back, let's see, Exorcist came out in 1973, so it came out 2 years after The French Connection. It won some Academy Awards, I think particularly in sound effects, visual effects, and I know it won Best Adapted Screenplay, I think Best Screenplay for William Peter Blatty, who wrote the screenplay of The Exorcist, as well as the novel The Exorcist. So, believe it or not, as crazy, as scary as it may be, The Exorcist, which I believe undoubtedly is probably the most frightening motion picture of all time, it's the Oscar-winning classic, and justifiably so. I still get chills, you know, even talking about it, you know. I mean, outside of Richard Pryor, I mean that film gave me goosebumps. It gives me goosebumps to this day. I mean, you know that movie is scary when you can't even watch it in the daytime. If you can't watch that movie in the daytime, you really can't watch that film at all. That film is just scary. I mean, I can't even watch it in a greenhouse. I mean, lights all over the place. I mean, I'd be surrounded with my best friends and, you know, Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders. I'll still be afraid. You know. But that's what I played. Tubular Bells by Mike Oldfield from the movie, the horror film, the Oscar-winning horror film, The Exorcist, which before that I played a fifth of Beethoven from Walter Murphy and the Big Apple and the Big Apple Band, which was played in the soundtrack of the Oscar-nominated film Boogie Nights, which featured Burt Reynolds and Mark Wahlberg and Heather Graham, along with many other actors, particularly Don Cheadle and William H. Macy, also Oscar-nominated actors. Hopefully they'll get their just due very soon. I think Burt Reynolds will be among the guests for today, later this afternoon, when Sharky Machine plays at the Douglas Theater. I hope you get a chance. Hope you all get a chance to see it. Also, some other news. I might as well go ahead and get into the. Let me get into these quick birthday wishes. Happy birthday wishes. This is belated birthday wishes. This is for birthdays from yesterday. Happy birthday wishes, belated birthday wishes to Paul Dunwoody, school classmate of mine. Happy birthday to you, belated birthday. Also, happy belated birthday wishes to Quincy Falker and Antonia Connell. And I want to give a happy birthday wish to Pamela Ricardo. Happy birthday to you. Hope you have a great one today. And I want to give a happy birthday in advance to my former supervisor, George Jobin. He's going to be turning 71 on Tuesday. So happy birthday to you, Big George. What's going on? I hope you're listening to it. I hope you have a great, great birthday. Thank you for educating me professionally in television and in media. You've definitely helped me out, particularly in my film projects. In fact, I may need your help in a particular film project that I'm doing right now and one in the future. So definitely keep in touch. Definitely keep in touch. It's 3:21 p.m. I'm going to go into the news. It's from WGXA TV, Fox 24, and ABC 16, the Fox and ABC news affiliates for Macon, Georgia. Macon Bibb County says Tennessee gunman had depression, according to his family. This is from CNN. The Jordanian security investigators have interviewed the extended family of Mohammed Yusuf Abdulaziz, who last week killed five service members at a Tennessee military center. There were four Marines and one sailor that died from his wounds a few days later. Yesterday, as a matter of fact. Authorities in the U.S. and abroad are working to figure out what might have motivated the 24-year-old to shoot up a recruiting center in a strip mall in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and then drive to a Navy Operations Support Center 7 miles away and stage another attack. He died in a gunfight with law enforcement. Abdulaziz visited Jordan back in 2014. Jordanian government sources told CNN today that this past Thursday's shooting, his relatives have been asked where he'd been, where he went, and whom he spoke. The sources do not share details with what was gleaned on with those interviews. Now, Abdulaziz was born in Kuwait and became a naturalized American citizen. And Jordanian sources said he was able to freely travel to and from Jordan and had no known record of criminality or anything in his background that would suggest that he was radicalized in his Islamic faith. He was a devout Muslim. Those who knew him say he was. His family issued a statement yesterday saying he suffered from depression. The statement reading from his family, statement read that it grieves us beyond belief to know that his pain found its expression in this heinous act of violence. We extend our deepest sympathies and condolences to the families of the honorable service members and police officers who were victims of the shooting our son committed on Thursday in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Our community and one we have loved for over 25 years, unquote. Tom Fuentes, CNN law enforcement analyst, says that depression doesn't necessarily make anyone more likely to kill. And Fuentes said that people with depression do not turn necessarily into psychopathic killers, as he did, unquote. Wow, that's really sad going on. And our condolences to the fallen service members who passed away in that shooting. Our behalf of its marvelous radio show and Blog Talk Radio. May their families find solace and find closure. And with a moment of silence. Speaking of war, there's an extra reason I mentioned earlier in the beginning of the show why I played Beethoven's, or actually Walter Murphy's R&B disco version of it, a fifth of Beethoven, so to speak, a play on words, is that 74 years ago, July 19th, 1941, Prime Minister Winston Churchill held his fingers up, not as a form of peace, but actually as a form of victory. It was a way to keep the morale up in Britain, as well as Britain's allies, including the United States, to say, "V for victory." Hopefully that Britain and its allies will be, and her allies will be victorious over the Axis powers, which was Nazi Germany and Japan. And V for victory was possible. It was a huge following back in the early 40s. And in a way, Beethoven, and I guess in a way, had something to do with it. Beethoven, as well as Samuel Morse, the American who gave us the Morse code for telegrams, the letter V, the Morse code for the letter V in the alphabet is dot, 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 dash, which is like three quick dots and a dash, like dun, 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 which is very, very similar to, if not very accurately, close to, which is almost identifiable with the first four notes of Beethoven's Fifth Symphony, or rendition of it from a fifth of Beethoven. If you don't remember, the first four dots, the first four notes of Beethoven's Fifth Symphony is da 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 da, and that's also the four notes for three dashes, three dots and a dash is also the three symbols for the letter V in Morse code. See? Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, exactly. Is that something that, learn something new every day, huh? Learn something new every day. Well, that's just something I wanted to talk to you about. And of course, you know, the this is the last official day of the Making Film Festival. There will be some screenings throughout the week, because, like I said, the Making Film Festival is interconnects with Brag Jam, which is coming up this upcoming week, this brand new week. And in fact, on the 23rd, there's going to be some screenings of a couple of horror films. One called Zombie Love, if I'm not mistaken. I'll process if I got it mixed up. It's a short film, about 30 minutes long. And also, there is going to be another film, a screening of, it's going to be another screening of Joseph Lavender's film, The Legend of Seven to a Maggie, which had its world premiere back in March, earlier this year in March, at Cordele. It is going to be playing again at 7 o'clock p.m. at the Douglas Theater. The admission is free, but definitely get there early in time to get a good seat, because it's a really good film. I hope you get to check it out. There's some other people. I forgot to mention the other nominations over at of the Primetime Emmy Awards. For Outstanding Documentary or Nonfiction Series, the PBS for American Masters, Answer for the Emperor of All Maladies for PBS, The Jinx, The Life and Deaths of Robert Durst on HBO, The Roosevelts and the Intimate History on PBS, and The 60s on CNN, which was produced by Tom Hanks. And Outstanding Animated Program, the nominees are Archer, Bob's Burgers on Fox, Over the Garden Wall, don't even have no idea of that, The Simpsons, the granddaddy of them all on Fox, and South Park on Comedy Central. Just want to mention those particular nominations. Also, I want to give some last ones. Outstanding Variety Series goes. The nominees are The Colbert Report, which will be this last one because Stephen Colbert is going to be the new host for The Late Show, starring The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, who's taking over David Letterman's spot, which will premiere September the 8th on CBS. So all these people who are getting tired of watching these CBS reruns of dramas and crime shows, CSI, NCIS, and all that, just you got one more month, about four or five more weeks until Stephen Colbert takes over. Also, the other nominees for the Outstanding Variety Series are The Daily Show, Jimmy Kimmel Live, Last Week Tonight, Late Show with David Letterman, and The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon. And also, Outstanding Variety Sketch Series, these are comedy variety shows, will be, the nominees are Drunk History, Inside Amy Schumer, Key and Peele, Portlandia, and the all-time favorite, Saturday Night Live. Now, this is probably the first time Key and Peele are going to be going head-to-head against Saturday Night Live. Now, last time they were, Key and Peele, or at least Michael Keegan Key and Jordan Peele were going head against Saturday Night Live, was back a few years ago when they used to be part of Mad TV. So, hey, looks like it's going to be a nice competition, a nice list of competitors there. But, well, I just want to say thank you for checking out the show. Well, I do have one more story. There have been several million pounds. This is from New York City, CNN. Several millions of pounds of frozen chicken are being recalled after being between 10 and 11 people got sick from salmonella. Now, Aspen Foods has been recalling nearly 2 million pounds of frozen chicken after three people became ill in Minnesota, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. That brings the USDA tallies to 11. After talking to an account with eight people who recently became ill with salmonella in Minnesota and Wisconsin, leading to a frozen chicken recall by Barber Foods. So the Centers for Disease Control provides a slightly different figure. Of the 10 people being sickened, eight in Minnesota, one in Wisconsin, and one in Oklahoma after eating chicken from either Barber Foods or Aspen Foods. The USDA said in a statement that it was concerned that some products may be in consumers' freezers, quote-unquote. So those who are getting frozen chicken from Aspen Foods or Barber Foods, definitely keep away from them for a while. As you know what happened last time, a few months ago, when we had a recall of some bad food, Bluebell took out of its took out its ice cream products out of Kroger and other supermarkets because of cases of listeria. So definitely be careful, particularly in this weather, because especially if you buy groceries, make sure they're fresh, check the expiration date, and always. If you have them, if you're driving, keep them in the trunk or place where they're not going to be exposed to sunlight or where it's going to be really, really hot. Get your groceries out immediately, especially perishables, because they could spoil and they could also, which and spoil food is like a haven for bacteria and other microbes that could make you sick. Just want to let you all in that. I wanted to end the show with playing the Oscar-winning song "Glory" from Selma, but I think I've played that song way too many times. I know you can't play it too many times, but I just wanted to say that, you know, I wanted people to remember this weekend. It's a great weekend. I love it. I'm so passionate about it because I'm a filmmaker myself. In fact, I got to go do a lot of stuff. I got to complete editing the pilot episode with Cooking with Glory, which hopefully you will see soon, very, very soon, at YouTube and other social media outlets. Also, I want to give a shout out to my friend Richard Lanford, my buddy, my castmate from 3 years ago from the Saturday Nights Live in Atlanta or SNL in the ATL. His sister had passed away today, so I want to give my condolences as well as condolences on behalf of Marvella Ivory and the rest of us at It's Marvelous Radio Show as well, and on behalf of Blog Talk Radio as well, give our condolences to Richard Lanford's sister who passed away earlier today. Just keep on keeping on, brother. You know, if you want to give me a call, Give me a call if you want to say, want to talk. You know where I'm at. You got my number, okay? And also, I want to send a prayer and a special wish to Terry Ledford, classmate of mine, high school classmate of mine of class of '87, back at Southwest High School. He's struggling with cancer. Please give a shout out to him on his Facebook page. Give him some love. Please pray for his pray that he gets better. I apologize that I haven't been able to visit him because, well, you know, life happens. And I just want to say I really apologize for not being able to visit Terry. Not just Terry Ledford, not just him, but all of my classmates from high school, middle school, and college as well, that I haven't at least said hello to you guys, whether by phone or by tweet or by Facebook or whatever. I just want to say that I'm thinking of you guys, and I hope you're doing well, and keep on keeping on. Terry, be strong, man. You know, you're a class act. I just want to let you know that. You're a class act. And that's pretty much all I have to ending this version of this marvelous radio show. Be sure to check us out every Friday afternoon at 5 p.m. and every Saturday and Sunday afternoons at 3 p.m. If you have some time to want to advertise with us, please give me a call at 478-731-1926 or Ms. Marvella Ivory at 478-228-3715. Or you can email us at It's Marvelous Radio Show, that's marvelous with two L's, at gmail.com. So on behalf of Marvella Ivory, the namesake of the show, and on Blog Talk Radio, this is the D-Man, Derek Barrett, here, wishing you a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Have a marvelous Sunday, and we'll see you next weekend. Take care, everyone. Take care.